one of the reasons that the Confessions continues to be one of the widest read books in the history of the world is precisely because of Augustine's insight into human experience. And he does a magnificent job of communicating both his own experience and what he lived, and how that experience can indeed be a window, if you will, an opening to discovering a personal experience of God in human life. Augustine in the Confessions talks about friendship, talks about family, talks about the importance of his mother, talks about his father, talks about human ambition, talks about so many different aspects of human life, and then goes on to explain how these things helped or did not help his own personal pathway to discovering God and to discovering what is really holy about life. In the highly individualistic society that people are growing up in, people think that my experience is the criteria, am I happy or I'm not happy. What that might really be is, do I feel pleasure or don't I feel pleasure, or do I feel selfish, and if I feel okay, then that's all that matters. Certainly Augustine's experience says that, well, that isn't enough, and maybe what you're calling happiness isn't authentic happiness, because you're going to lose that too. And most things that people seem to describe as, well, why are you happy today, are things that are either very superficial or at best, important for a short period of time, but that aren't going to last forever. And Augustine gives some insight into helping people understand that having an experience of God brings you far beyond yourself, and that how an authentic experience of happiness has to include other people and has to include being concerned about other people. And those are elements that express, I think, a very important part of the gospel message. It's not just about me and my experience of God either. You might have people say, oh, I have an experience of God and I don't have to do anything else. Well, then that's probably not an authentic experience of God, because as we know from the gospels, as we know from the apostolic letters, if you love God, then you also need to be showing that by loving your neighbor, and that the two go hand in hand.